With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's been 6 months that the terrorist group Hamas has been holding some 100 Israeli hostages.
Families of the hostage victims gathered for a news conference in New York with elected representatives to voice their frustration with the lack of progress in releasing their loved ones from captivity. Jonathan Dekelhen is the father of American hostage Sagi Dekelhen.
Hostages have to come home. And by hostages coming home, the suffering of 1.5 million Gazans can end as well.
As for what gives the loved ones of the hostages hope?
A belief that one day we can get our loved ones home and the bodies of those who have already been killed by Hamas.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A powerful coastal spring storm is clobbering New England, bringing up to 2 feet of snow, significant sleet accumulations, and strong gusts that are knocking out power. This New Hampshire resident, Betty Tidd, said they're trying to stay busy without electricity.
We've been doing a lot of bird watching. We have about 50 birds at our feeders all the time, fluttering in and out. And we've been reading books and playing games and thinking about our next meal.
Over 53,000 customers are without power in New Hampshire, while over 188,000 are without power in Maine. The House is set to consider a bill next week that would reauthorize a surveillance program that U.S. officials consider vital to national security, but the critics say raises privacy concerns. The action comes shortly before the program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act expires on April 19th. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 307 points, the Nasdaq rose 199, the S&P advanced 57. This is SRN News. Gender identity comes to immigration.
The Biden administration is changing documents to allow people from foreign countries who are applying for U.S. benefits to describe themselves as male, female, or something else. It's all part of President Biden's vow to allow transgenderism in every aspect of the federal government. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has also been instructed not to seek any documentation that would support a person's application as neither male nor female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An explicit requirement that Iowa's state, county, and local decision-making bodies be made up of exactly the same number of men and women has been repealed. Christian organizations such as the Iowa Family Leader have been urging lawmakers to end the requirement. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who signed the repeal, said the focus for boards and commissions should be on appointing the most qualified people, regardless of gender. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a recall and a warning to consumers about the packaging for various famous laundry detergent products.
The recall is for certain batches of Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergents, manufactured between September of 23 and February of this year. Procter & Gamble says the outer packaging can split open near the zipper track, making it easier for children to access the colorful pods, which have been confused for candy. Ingesting detergent can lead to very sick stomachs, liver and kidney damage, and skin and eye injuries. If you have the bags being recalled, you should first store them out of the reach of children, then contact Procter & Gamble. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.